Representatives from more than 80 civil society and rights organizations hold a moment of silence to remember some 9,000 people who have died in the last year due to various forms of violence. The annual National Day of Mourning initiative was launched 7 years ago to pay tribute to victims of attacks and demand the government restore security in the country. Lois Alter of the nonprofit Cedar Seed Foundation is one of the event's organizers.
This incident of violence have reduced the citizens' right to life and dignity. The frequency of these atrocities have kept Nigerians in a state of perpetual fear and uncertainty, and is impacting social cohesion, the economy, and education across the country.
Nigeria is struggling to reduce multiple forms of widespread insecurity, including kidnappings, communal clashes, terrorism, extrajudicial killings, and secessionist violence. The coalition said more than 30,000 people have died in the last 6 years as a result. This year's commemoration coincides with the one-year anniversary of President Bola Tinubu taking office. Tinubu pledged to improve security and boost the economy if elected president. But 1 year later, critics here say he has not only failed on his promises, but the situation has gotten worse. Frank Tietje is the founder of Citizens Advocacy for Social and Economic Rights.
My primary responsibility of government is to protect the Nigerian people. If nobody has told President Tinubu that he is winning at this point, at the celebration of his 1 year anniversary government, we, the collective civil society organizations of Nigeria, are telling him that he has not only failed, he has exhibited crass irresponsibility. Nigerians are suffering. There's hardly any family that has not been touched by this level of insecurity.
According to a security tracker by Nigerian-based Beacon Security and Consulting Limited, incidents of attacks increased from 5,500 between 2022 and 2023 to 7,800 between 2023 and 2024. The number of fatalities and abductions were also higher during the same period. Security analyst Kabiru Adamu says despite the government making an effort, poor accountability and unwise appointments in the security sector pose major hurdles.
It's very obvious that the government is committed to addressing the security challenge. As indicated, its policy imperatives. And those policy imperatives are very clear. As an expert, if they are implemented, I believe they will help reduce or even eliminate the security challenge. But the major challenge has been one of implementation, especially due to the absence of capability by some of the security sector leadership.
Adamu says 1 year is not enough time for the insecurity issues to be fully addressed by a new administration, but that authorities should be able during 12 months to show a positive trajectory towards addressing the problem. But for now, rights groups and families of the victims will be reminding the president about the promise he made to keep their loved ones and the country safe. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.